Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Easy come, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open. Why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash. You
and more. 105.7
change had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. Chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
And more all weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate cup. No April. made up of these three words that I must say to you. I just call to say I love you. I just call to say how much I care. I just call to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. No summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night. No not even time for birds to fly to southern sky. No Libra sun, no Halloween, no giving thanks to all the Christmas joy you bring. But what
is 105.7 CFW. Get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
CFW.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high-class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone-cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much, you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Mission. up in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope, so don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move. Some play, then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman, and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach, perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there, bust the move. Brother Larry, in 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm, cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts stumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do, G, bust the move.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
Many people take up an exercise program to lose weight, but a medical expert says moderate exercise can also dramatically reduce your risk of having a serious heart condition.
There was a 60% reduction in the likelihood of developing this condition versus those who participated in less than 30 minutes per week of moderate to vigorous physical activity.
Then, ready to rethink your approach to retirement? We'll explain how to retire in ways that go beyond money matters.
Many of the people that we interviewed, age 55 plus but still working, expressed fears about retirement. Phrases that were something like, it feels like I'm going to be leaping off a cliff.
Stick around. InfoTrack begins right after this.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SKINNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SKINNY to 200-300. That's SKINNY to 200-300. SKINNY to 200-300.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Moderate physical exercise offers a number of benefits. Recent research shows it can greatly reduce your risk of developing heart disease. Here with the details, InfoTrack reporter Roy Mackey. Roy?
Thanks, Chris. Sean Heffern, MD, is an associate professor in the Department of Medicine at NYU's Grossman School of Medicine and is also the director of cardiovascular fitness and nutrition at NYU Langone Center for the Prevention of Cardiovascular Disease. Dr. Heffern, you were the lead author of a study with eye-opening findings about the effect of exercise for patients with atrial fibrillation. Before we get to the results, for those who aren't quite familiar with it, what is atrial fibrillation, what are the symptoms, and why is it so dangerous if untreated?
Atrial fibrillation is an arrhythmia, an abnormal heart rhythm, that involves uncoordinated contractions of the top portion of the heart, a fibrillation, just kind of like a fluttering of the top portions of the heart. And when that happens, the blood flow is not smooth and fluid through the heart, and it can lead to blood clot formation. Blood clots that form in the heart can travel out of the heart and then potentially travel to the brain, which is why atrial fibrillation is such a great concern for stroke related to atrial fibrillation. As far as symptoms are concerned, some patients who have atrial fibrillation may experience a fluttering sensation in their chest or a sensation of a rapid heartbeat, but often patients don't feel any symptoms from the atrial fibrillation.
How common is this condition?
It's very common, especially as individuals get into their seventh decade and beyond. Once we are in our 80s, I think the most recent numbers are 5%, if not more, and people in their 80s have atrial fibrillation. So it's one of the most common cardiac arrhythmias.
So let's get to your study. You were using Fitbit data to see if physical activity can reduce atrial fibrillation risk. Tell us a bit about that study and what you found.
Sure. So we made use of data from an NIH cohort called the All of Us study, which focused on recruiting individuals who were traditionally underrepresented in research. So a focus on women and ethnic minorities, individuals living in rural areas specifically. As part of being enrolled in this study, subjects could allow for their linkage of their electronic medical record. Additionally, subjects who owned their own Fitbit could allow for linkage of the Fitbit data that their own wearable device had recorded. There were about 500,000 individuals enrolled in this All of Us cohort at this point. We made use of data from about 6,000 or so. We looked at their amounts of physical activity that these individuals performed over a one-year period, and then looked at those individuals in this group who did or did not go on to develop atrial fibrillation and look to see if the amount of physical activity that they participated in was somehow linked or associated with their risk of developing atrial fibrillation. And indeed, we found that those individuals who participated in more physical activity were less likely than others to develop atrial fibrillation. So those who were least active were more likely to develop atrial fibrillation.
You found differences in terms of the amount of exercise that people did too, right? Can you kind of spell out the differences in the percentages? Because some of these are dramatic.
Right. We looked at it in a few ways. We looked at it in categories, placing people into levels of frequency of physical activity. When we looked at those individuals who basically achieved the American Heart Association guideline recommended levels of physical activity, meaning 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity a week, there was a 60% reduction in the likelihood of developing atrial fibrillation versus those who participated in less than 30 minutes per week of moderate to vigorous physical activity. When we looked at it continuously, meaning not looking at categories, but just across the entire spectrum of physical activity levels, the association was basically with every one additional hour of physical activity, an individual was at 11% reduced risk of developing atrial fibrillation.
Our guest on InfoTrack is Dr. Sean Heffron from NYU's Grossman School of Medicine, and we're talking about atrial fibrillation and how exercise can help prevent its development. Professor, can you talk a bit about your findings that even modest physical activity like cleaning the house or brisk walking helps reduce AFib risk?
I think a lot of individuals, especially patients that I see, maybe have the concept that I try to dispel that the gym has a monopoly on exercise. And if you're not out of breath, breaking a sweat every time, you know, running a half marathon, that you're not making a difference. But in reality, that's far from the case. Moderate intensity physical activity, which is, as I mentioned, the American Heart Association recommends 150 minutes of that a week. Moderate intensity physical activity is a brisk walk of about 3 miles per hour. So I'm here in New York. I ask my patients, do they exercise? And some will say no. And I ask them, how did you get here today? Well, I walked from the subway. It took me 15 minutes. And if they weren't knocked over by their fellow pedestrians, well, they were walking 3 miles an hour and they got 15 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity. Likewise, gardening or some household chores, honestly, not even that vigorous of some kind of dance, it qualifies as moderate intensity physical activity. So I encourage my patients to dispel the concept that gyms have a monopoly on exercise and they should be doing something that ideally they enjoy. Maybe they don't even have it as a concept of exercise when they do it because it likely has benefit.
I want to make clear, is this primarily for preventing the development of AFib, or if someone has AFib already, can exercise help them?
Our findings are specific to the development of atrial fibrillation. So based on these findings, we can't comment on the impact on individuals who already had atrial fibrillation. We actually, in our analyses, excluded anyone who already had developed atrial fibrillation from our analyses. We wanted to see the impact of physical activity on the development of a new diagnosis of atrial fibrillation.
How much weekly physical activity would you recommend for someone who wants to reduce their risk?
Really, we see that the benefit of physical activity is clear at 150 minutes a week of moderate intensity physical activity. That being said, you know, getting less than that is not detrimental and you're likely getting some benefit. It's just that once you get 150 minutes, that benefit is clear in nearly every sample population of people. But I tell my patients, you know, the biggest impact is going from nothing to anything. So if you're at zero presently, going to 30 is going to be beneficial. 150, yeah, that's something to strive for, but any increase is likely to your benefit.
For people who are older or have health challenges, are there any specific types of moderate activities you'd recommend?
you know, especially people who are older and may have, you know, mobility challenges or potentially balance issues, things that can be done recumbently, such as a recumbent bicycle or walking on a treadmill or somewhere where there is easy access to supports, can be very beneficial if you have orthopedic limitations, joint issues. Underwater activities or activities in water can be very beneficial.
Dr. Sean Heffron, Assistant Professor in the Department of Medicine at NYU's Grossman School of Medicine. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Very welcome. Thanks for having me.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
Next, rethinking your retirement plan. That story as InfoTrack continues.
You're listening to InfoTrack. More after this.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SKINNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SKINNY to 200-300. That's skinny to 200-300. Skinny to 200-300.
Now, InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
How do you retire and create a life that works for you? Our next guest has the answers. She is Teresa M. Amabile, Professor Emerita of Harvard Business School and author of Retiring, Creating a Life That Works for You. Your book features a concept called a life map during retirement. What is that, and how can it help with retirement?
Chris, we had 120 people participate in our research, but we really focused on 14 of those because they were entering the retirement transition just when we were starting our study. We asked them if they would allow us to interview them repeatedly over time as they went through the transition. We started interviewing almost all of them before they retired. So we have a picture of their pre-retirement life. And as you might imagine, the biggest circle in many of those life maps was work or career or company. And of course, they had families, they had friends in many of their life maps. And then we had snapshots of their lives as they entered into retirement and lived those first few years in retirement. So we got to see how their life structures were changing over time. And what was so interesting to us is that they got to see how their life structures were changing, and that really gave them some insights and some sense of what they might want to change further. Your relationships, your activities, the places you spend time, the groups and organizations you belong to. So it was an incredibly useful tool.
Was there something that someone said that was really surprising to you with these respondents you talked to?
Yes. Well, there were many things that were surprising, but one thing that leaps to mind is that many of the people that we interviewed who were still working, age 55 plus, but still working, expressed fears about retirement. And there were phrases that we heard over and over again as people were talking about retiring. Phrases that were something like, it feels like I'm going to be leaping off a cliff, or it feels like I'm going to be jumping into a void. These are all people who were reasonably financially secure. So it wasn't money worries that were plaguing them. And as we analyzed our 200 plus interviews in depth, we realized that the fears could be traced back to three sources. One was identity worries. Who will I be without my career? This thing that's, for some people, it's defined them for many decades. The second set of issues has to do with relationships. What's going to happen to my work friendships, these people that I've been so close to for so long? What might happen to my life partner relationship? Is that going to shift after I'm retired or after we're both retired? And what about my relationships with my adult kids and other friends? And the third set of issues people seem to be afraid of, this might be the biggest issue for many people, is it has to do with what they envision or can't envision in their life after retirement, because that career, that job has so structured their lives, sometimes for decades, Monday through Friday, whether they loved their job or hated it, they pretty much knew what they were going to be doing with most of their waking hours. That's a big fear that many people have. That's the leaping off the cliff into the void fear.
One thing you did not mention is financial security. How important is that for a satisfying retirement? And how do these concerns interact with the emotional aspects of retirement?
Important question, Chris. Because we wanted to dig deeper in this research, we wanted to go beyond the financial issues into the psychological and the social and the life structure issues. We selected volunteers who were at least reasonably financially secure. Very few of the people that we interviewed out of these 120, very few were concerned about their financial positions going into retirement. We know, interestingly, that even for these financially secure people, finances did loom large as they were approaching retirement and living in those first months of retirement. Because unless you're extremely wealthy, you worry about what's going to happen in the markets to your investments. Even if you feel that you've got good savings for retirement, there's always a niggling worry in so many people's minds about what's going to happen with their financial future.
Our guest is Teresa Amabile, who is Professor Emerita of Harvard Business School and author of the book, Retiring, Creating a Life That Works for You. Based on your research, how can someone maintain strong social connections in retirement, especially if they're no longer working in that environment?
Maintaining social connection was a big motivator for many people going into retirement and living their first months and years in retirement. And that's an appropriate issue for people to focus on, because there's quite a bit of research, not only ours, showing that people tend to be more satisfied in retirement if they have at least one strong social connection, one person in their life whom they trust, whom they can rely on for social support and for companionship. Many people want more than one because they feel they need backup. We found that many people intended to maintain their work relationships while they were approaching retirement because they had meant so much to them. But interestingly, for many people, that didn't become a reality after they retired. They found that they had less in common with the people they'd been close to at work. And if they hadn't already been social friends outside of work before retiring, those relationships were likely to just kind of dissolve away over time.
Can you explain the concept of retirement liminality? What is it, and how can retirees navigate through that phase?
Liminality is the sense of being betwixt and between that many people experience as they're entering into retirement after they've made the decision, especially, and they're detaching from their work identity. they're beginning to explore and experiment with new activities, finding new relationships or deepening their existing relationships. People often feel kind of up in the air. I'm trying out some things here that I think I'll want in my retirement life, but I'm not so sure about that. We call this one of the main tasks of the work of retiring. The work of retiring can be fun and exciting, but it really requires attention and effort, and it can feel uncomfortable sometimes. People aren't sure if the activities they're exploring are the ones they're going to want to keep in their retirement life, and they're not sure which of the relationships they're developing they might want to retain. That does tend to settle down after a while if you kind of figure out what's working for you as you are at this point in your life. Your most important identities, your most important motivations, and your needs. And that leads people into the final task of the retirement transition, which is consolidating a retirement life, settling in to a rhythm and routine that seems to work for you in terms of activities and relationships that you have in your life.
Well, the book is Retiring, Creating a Life That Works for You. And certainly this topic is vital for millions of Americans. The author, Teresa Amabile, Professor Emerita of Harvard Business School. Teresa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Chris, thank you so much for the conversation. I really enjoyed it.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SKINNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SKINNY to 200-300. That's SKINNY to 200-300. SKINNY to 200-300.
You want to quit smoking, but what strategy is most effective? E-cigarettes, patches, lozenges, or something else? InfoTrack reporter Gina Tedesco spoke to a researcher to get the answers. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Joining us now is Jamie Hartman Boyce, Assistant Professor of Health Policy and Management in the School of Public Health and Health Sciences at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. She is also an editor with Cochrane, which reviews studies about treatments to produce evidence about their effects and help people make more informed health decisions. Professor, you and other researchers looked at 9 studies involving more than 5,200 people to assess the effectiveness of tools to help folks stop vaping. So let's take the results by age. First, for those 13 to 24 years of age only, what did you find to be effective for them to quit vaping?
The most promising interventions for those groups that had been tested so far appeared to be a text message-based intervention, where people would be sent daily text messages that would be tailored based on their personal characteristics, where they were in their journey to quit vaping, and it would give them encouragement and advice on how to quit.
So that was the kind of message more like support as opposed to actual tips?
Both motivational content, which is that support, you can do it, as well as tips on ways to do it and some things around what other people might be doing. So also information on what their peers might be doing to help them quit.
And was there any evidence that it mattered who would send the text? In other words, a medical professional versus, say, a friend?
No. So in this case, this was a automated program. So essentially the texts were being generated by a computer. And we don't have enough studies looking at other sorts of text message-based interventions yet in this group. So that would be really interesting to look at.
So can you drill down a little bit more on the messages? Because I understand that some of the content contained social norms.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Yeah, so when we talk about social norms, we know that this matters no matter how old you are, but particularly for teenagers and young people. One of the things that can drive our behavior is thinking that our peers or people we respect are doing something. So if a young person thinks that everyone around them is vaping, that might make them less willing to quit or more likely to try vaping. And so some of these social norm messages tried to correct were the idea that lots of people were vaping. These were messages encouraging them to join their peers as non-vapers.
So kind of reverse peer pressure, huh?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, now let's talk about adults. What did you find might be effective for adults who wanted to stop vaping?
So we only had one relatively small study showing an effective intervention for adults, but that was of the drug varenicline. That's a medication that you can get on prescription from your healthcare provider that we know is one of the very best ways to help people quit smoking. It blocks some of the rewarding effects of nicotine in the brain. And when this study tested it in adults who were vaping, it also proved successful in helping them quit.
And did you try any text messages with adults?
So we didn't have any studies in this review that looked at text messages in adults. We'd love to see those because we don't know that they don't work in adults. We just don't have evidence that they do yet.
How confident are the researchers that these two methods, that is the texting for young people and the varenicline for adults, are going to be effective for a large portion of these groups?
We really need more studies in order to confirm that. So in Cochrane, we talk about in terms of certainty, how certain are we in our results? And for these, they're low certainty. These are good trials, but they're not a lot of trials. They're not in that many people. They're not in that diverse of populations. So we absolutely need more studies. And we're going to keep on looking for them and updating this review as they emerge.
So is it fair to say this review is a good basis on which to build?
We hope so. That was certainly our intent. We wanted to really map where the research was now in order to give people some hints and ideas if they're trying to quit, but also to inform research moving forward.
Now, are people who began vaping to quit smoking at a risk of relapsing or going back to smoking, in other words, when they stop vaping?
That was one of the things we really hoped that studies would look at in this review, and unfortunately they didn't. We're hoping that more will in the future, but it's a concern that a lot of healthcare professionals, as well as people who smoke, have. If they transition to vaping, their ultimate aim should be to get off vaping too, but only if that means they're not going to relapse to smoking. And so we really want studies in the future to report on whether or not people end up smoking when they quit vaping or not. That would not be good for their health.
Professor Jamie Hartman Boyce from the University of Massachusetts Amherst, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
That wraps up this episode of InfoTrack. InfoTrack's executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitting. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us next time for another InfoTrack broadcast.